With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Several U.S. allies, including Great Britain, France, and Australia, plan to appear at an upcoming session of the United Nations in order to formally recognize the so-called Palestinian state. But on the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, Heritage Foundation Vice President Victoria Coates says that would be a meaningless gesture that only appeases Muslim populations within those countries.
This is more theater at the United Nations. This will not make any progress toward a political resolution with the Palestinians. And perhaps more importantly, it won't feed a single Palestinian. And so all it does is perpetuate the Palestinian fantasy that at some point Israel's going to go away. It isn't. And so the sooner that reality is brought home to the Palestinians, the sooner they can move on, hopefully to a better life.
Victoria Coates' full interview will be broadcast when This Week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins airs later today at 10 a.m. Eastern on the Salem News Channel. Estonia has summoned a Russian diplomat to protest after three Russian fighter jets entered its airspace without permission. The foreign ministry said the incursion Friday lasted 12 minutes. Speaking with Salem Radio, military affairs analyst Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis says the recent Russian airspace incursion appeared to be intentional.
If you believe what the Prime Minister and Deputy there in Poland, in Warsaw, have said, is that this was not a mistake. It was an intention by the Russians to kind of probe NATO defenses and to, you know, try to see what the red lines were for NATO in responding to Russian incursions.
President Trump says he'll meet Chinese leader Xi Jinping at a regional summit taking place in October in South Korea and will visit China early next year. This is SRN News. Methodist leaders in Africa take a stand. More from SRN's Michael Harrington.
The UMC Africa College of Bishops meeting in Angola has reaffirmed its commitment to the biblical definition of marriage and all its precepts on human sexuality. The U.S.-based UMC leadership has embraced same-sex marriage and gay ordination. For the moment, the African bishops are remaining in the denomination. However, UMC leaders are floating the idea of a kind of regional autonomy that would allow local authority on questions of doctrine. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Unification Church, which is a cult with significant power in several Asian nations, is again in the spotlight. The leader of the church has been questioned by investigators over allegations that she bribed the wife of South Korea's jailed former president and a lawmaker to secure business favors. Hak Ja-han, the widow of church founder Sun Myung-moon, may also be arrested as early as next week. This is SRN News. South Korean automaker Hyundai confirms its full speed ahead with expansion of its Georgia plant.
The affirmation follows an immigration raid that delayed startup of an electric vehicle battery plant at the site. The company plans to invest $2.7 billion to boost capacity by 200,000 vehicles over the next several years. Hyundai aims to produce 10 electric and hybrid models at the facility west of Savannah. That's up from the current two models. And it pledges 60% of its vehicles will be electric or hybrid by 2030. Rich Thomason, Washington.
With the official beginning of fall approaching Monday, day and night will get equal time for a brief moment as the equinox arrives. The Earth will experience about the same amount of day and night on Monday when the autumnal equinox arrives. From there, the northern hemisphere will plunge into fall as nights get even longer. You'll find more details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.